Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
Hey there, it's me, Lincoln, and I'm totally in space right now and not in a secret facility on Earth. Am I doing this right? Anyway, the following podcast is not real. It's not proof of the existence of other dimensions, and I should know because I'm a space person for real and not from Evanston. Yeah, this is hard. Boy, I wish that mysterious consultant hadn't left me to do this one all by myself. He must have left his phone. At least I think that's a phone, and it's ringing. Ugh, this is stressful. Okay, I'll take my mind off it with some quick announcements. Here we go. The latest episode of Behind the Tavern has Tim Sniffen, Kate James, and Ryan DeGiorgi telling behind-the-scenes stories about recording Space Bunker segments for the Magic Tavern. Wow, that's confusing. I wonder what that's like. Anyway, that's only on Stitcher Premium. I'll have more info and a quick clip from that episode at the end. Oh, and here's some big news. It says, make trumpets sound with mouth. Okay. What does a trumpet sound like? Is it like, dur, 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 something like that? Hello from the Magic Tavern is doing a little tour of live dates early next year. January 12th, Atlanta, Georgia. January 13th, Charlotte, North Carolina. January 15th, Portland, Oregon. Oregon. January 16th, Seattle, Washington. It's the Lost in Foon Tour. Tickets go on sale Friday, November 15th. I'll have more info soon. Awesome. Okay. Sounds like that phone stopped ringing, so let's get to the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 4¾ years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, which I use to upload a podcast every week to chronicle our quest to defeat the Dark Lord who is taking over this world. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, my good bud. He's a shapeshifter, but he's usually a badger. Chunt the Talking Badger.
Bing bong.
Hey, Bing bong. How you doing, bud?
Great, actually. This is exciting.
I know.
What a cool little village.
I know.
Arnie, look, I got this visibility cloak.
A visibility cloak?
Yeah, it just kind of makes my ensemble pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of a nice look, right?
You somehow
look. Makes me stand out from the crowd.
I know. It's like I can't not look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I am also joined, and weirdly, I can't look away from you, Chunt, which is very...
Let me take it off.
Okay, I was going to say, because I was going to have to talk to our other guests using peripheral vision. My other co-host, Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos.
Arnie, put the cloak back
champion
on.
Of the Great Halls of Tarakus.
I can open this cloak.
The elves know me is feeling out. The dwarves know me is so
extensious. Always at the cloak.
It hurts my eyes.
Always at the cloak.
I lost my train of thought, for I cannot stop looking.
At the cloak. Only yeah. Look at the cloak. Oh. The cloak is calming.
The more I look at it, the more I can only look at the cloak, and I'm stopping seeing you, Chun. It's like,
and I
whisk it off. And I am known in the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and there may be other secret names. Names I know that are so terrible that if air spoke aloud, most assuredly a meteor would fly out of the cosmos, land upon thine head, tickle thine stomach to lull thee into a sense of happiness and contentment, and then crush thee nonetheless.
Sometimes I feel like he just makes those up.
What?
And that one.
That can't possibly
happen. No, that's
happen.
Definitely one of the names
a
I've got.
A meteor on your head that tickles your tummy?
That
yes.
one's ridiculous.
It's a bit of You're a stretch. Ridiculous.
Well, look, I just want to talk. I'm very excited that we're so close to Jizzle Knob Academy, the school for magic students. But before we can get into the school, I guess we have to spend a little bit of time here in, what's the name of this town?
Vander Village.
Vander Village.
Oh, what a wonderful village to visit. I've spent many days at the wand shop, just looking at all those beautiful wands, wishing that I could buy all of them and use them to cast different types of spells.
But Arnie, if you go to the wand shop, be careful, because the person who runs the wand shop, they choose which wand you buy.
Oh.
And they always go most expensive.
Oh, yes.
They always upsell. It's an upsell.
Yes, and they say to me, oh, Usador, you already have a magical staff. And I say, give me those wands. I want them all, for I may be able to cast all sorts of different spells I ne'er even considered. And if I test each one out, I may find a way to defeat my great enemy, the Dark Lord.
Okay.
It's cool this town is always kind of snow-kissed.
It is, you know?
It's like you're not trudging through snow, but it's just snow-kissed, right? The tops of the roofs are just peppered enough.
And I guess it's sort of the beginning of winter time, but I wouldn't expect it to be exactly this snow-kissed right now.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. My good friends, I have been very fired up today. Yes, I feel the intensity of one who wishes to complete his quest. But today is a day where we shall relax and enjoy each other's company. Shall I purchase thee an ale?
Ooh, I'll take a melon mead.
A melon mead.
Oh, I'll have a red potion.
No, you will not.
Okay.
Two melon meads.
It's the one thing you can't have, Arnie.
Yeah. You know, I hope Usador has more luck than me. I have not been able to get service in this tavern since we've been here. Yeah.
Huh. Is it because you look so old?
What? I don't look that old.
Because you're used to serving students,
That is
you know?
True. I do not look like a preparatory school age person.
How do you say that word?
Preparatory.
Okay.
Preparatory. That's how you say it on my world.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Ah, here we are. Two empty flagons.
Oh.
There was no one at the bar, so I had to reach behind the bar, and I just brought back these empty vessels.
You know, I hate to say this. This tavern sucks.
This tavern kind of sucks. What is this? The Dramatic Toad?
Yeah, great name.
Great name.
Great name. And that's how I pick places, you know?
Yeah.
Back in my world, we have this thing called Yelp. You look at it, and they have all of this information you can
get. All right,
get,
let's get out of here.
A rating system.
Come on, let's go.
Let's take our flagons. Let's go next door.
The Dramatic Toad fucking blows.
I have a lot of more thoughts about
Yelp. For years, we have asked you to tell us about Earth things, and now you try to tell us about one boring Earth thing, and I care not a whit about it. I shall not listen. I shall leave this establishment right now.
All right, fine.
I saw a few other bars down the street. There's the divorced horse, pregnant ox.
Have you ever noticed that Chun always takes us to taverns with animals in the name?
Yes.
Ugh.
I know what that's about.
Yeah.
He's trolling.
Yeah.
For some horse ass.
Well, divorced horse.
I'm not trolling for a horse ass, okay? I would choose between the two. A donkey, or a... He's trolling
for ass whores.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, yes, let us perambulate down the main thoroughfare and see what this beautiful town of Vander Village has to offer.
Ooh, what's this?
This looks colorful.
Wow, look at the outside of this. Gorgeous. Playful? Colorful?
Yeah.
Smells good?
I'm going to open the door. Hello?
Oh, hello! Welcome to Sugarpuss's Candy and Gummy Emporium and Toffee Fudge Factory.
Fuck, he was like an inch behind the door.
Oh, yes, I always love to greet someone with candy!
Oh, wonderful!
Oh.
Thank you so much. These caramels are delicious.
Aren't they, though? You must try my icicle bicycles. They're icicle bicycles. It's in the title.
Look at these little bicycles. And they're made of ice.
But eat it quick. Oh, you lost most of it.
Oh,
it does melt inside. Now, are you fellas here part of the school, perchance?
Is there a discount for students, or?
Oh, yes, if you pull out your card. If you're from House Dingle Dong, you get 5%. If you're from House Roaring Gourd, you get 10%. If you're from House Camel Toe, 2%. And House Chipping Bird, no percent. But you do get a free hug.
Oh.
I want that hug.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, you are a chirping bird. That's a real chirping bird thing.
I have never been sorted into a house, but it is. I took a test one time, and they was decided I would be a chirping bird.
Oh, it makes sense. You really seem like you know all the things.
Oh, well, I just love birds so much.
Oh, I love birds, too. We actually have a chocolate bird here. Oh. You can bite into it and taste the little crunchy bones of the bird as you chomp, chomp, chomp it down your throat.
Wait. Is this a chocolate bird or a real bird dipped in chocolate?
No, of course not. It's not a real bird dipped in chocolate. It's pretzel bones.
Oh, pretzel,
pretzel bones.
Wait. Did you take a bird that has pretzel bones and cover
it in
chocolate?
We used a spell and potion and made the bird's bones pretzels, and then he died because you need real bones to be a real animal, and then we dipped it in chocolate.
Oh, hold up. Are these bones salted?
Yes, of course.
Okay, I'm on board.
Salted pretzel bones from a real live bird, which we did pick up all the feathers off the bird, so you're not eating any of that disgusting feather.
Oh. What did you say your name was?
Oh, my name is Mick Truffle Fondue.
Mick Truffle Fondue?
Mick Truffle Fondue.
And what was the name of his store?
Oh, Sugar Puss's Candy and Sugar Gummy Puzzle. Emporium and Toffee Fudge Factory.
Mr. Fondue.
Yes. Oh, my father's name was Mr. Fondue. You could just call me Truffle.
Okay, thank you, Truffle. Who's Sugar Puss?
Oh, Sugar Puss is our hilarious character that all the children love to visit. He's a cat who loves chocolate.
Oh.
Look at him on the walls. There he is.
Yes, look at all the little kitty cats all about.
His eyes have gone crazy because he ate too much chocolate.
Yeah,
and his whiskers are all burnt out like little electric bolts. He's positively crazy for chocolate.
It's kind of frightening. I've got to be honest. Some of these paintings of Sugar Puss, it's a little...
He's a little aggressive.
I do paint these myself.
Oh, you can tell.
Yes, it's a great way to work out my feelings and emotions of the day.
I'm getting like a John Wayne Gacy vibe from some of these paintings.
Who is that? Is he, what house is he in?
He's in the big house, I think.
Oh, the big house. Oh, that must be Roaring Gourd.
Lots of floorboards probably in that house, huh?
Maybe.
I must meet this John Wayne Gacy and give him some of my ticklish licorice.
Oh.
It's licorice that tickles you.
Oh.
Now, Truffle, I must ask, you said you painted all these paintings here.
Yes.
And if they are cathartic. You work through some problems.
Yes.
A lot of them are of a cat yelling, fuck you, dad. What's that?
Well, yes, it's the way we get when we eat our chocolate, right? We get a little crazy sometimes, you know. It's working with these children is quite the treat. But, you know, they can be difficult.
Trying at times, indeed.
And you just want to look them in the face and say, guess what? It's not going to get better for you. It's not getting better. This is going to be the best you have, you little brat. You little sick brat. You little rat. I'll dip you in chocolate and make your bones pretzels.
He's squeezing that bird in his hand so hard. There's chocolate and pretzel going everywhere.
Oh, I just made a belly.
Those are really white pretzels. Pretzels are very white.
Oh, very white.
And very porous.
Well, never mind that at all. Pudding pasta, anyone? Pudding pasta?
I would love some pudding pasta.
I mean, I can take a guess, but what is pudding pasta?
It's pudding in the shape of pasta.
Oh, this is delicious.
Orecchiette, anyone?
Well, yeah, I'll take an orecchiette.
Yes, orecchiette pasta. It's a very difficult shape to make the pudding congeal into.
It's so good, though. I'm enjoying this immensely. Arnie, you don't seem to be enjoying the delicious treats.
Oh, I love candy, but I just know if I start eating candy, I'm going to, like, not stop. You know, I'm trying to, like, not start.
You know, here's a candy that will make you not want to eat more than one.
Oh.
They're called gummy babies, and they're the shape of little aborted fetuses.
Oh, no.
Look at them. Ooh. The detail is perfect.
Oh.
I took a picture, a scroll picture of my wife when the baby came. And I modeled these off of our son.
It's very, very realistic.
He died right as he breathed his first gasp of air.
Oh, my God.
I don't think he was aborted.
Sad story, but we get to eat him all.
I don't think he was aborted.
But I appreciate...
That is so sad. I would not eat more than one.
The doctor said it wasn't technically a stillborn because he came out and did take one gasp of air.
Well, that's a very sad story, but I'm so happy that you turned your tragedy into something positive by creating a new candy for the world to enjoy.
Here, look at my son. Eat it. It's gummy. Different flavors of my son.
Oh, yum. And you can always make more, right?
Oh, I can make plenty more. I sit there wanting to make one giant gummy boy and hope that one day the wizard will come, even the Dark Lord, and grant me the power to bring him to life. Bring a gummy boy to life like I am deserved.
I don't want to brag, but you stand before Usador the Blue, one of the greatest wizards in all of Foon.
Oh, I saw your staff, but I didn't dare ask.
Do you want me to make a real gummy boy for you?
Yes. If you can make my boy come to life, it would be one of the greatest dreams of mine ever.
Usador.
Yes. Wait.
I feel like...
One moment.
Hold on, I'll stand over here.
We haven't even told this guy he's on a podcast yet.
I know. I should be telling you.
We really gotta pull back the reins. I mean, we're already going to give this guy a gummy son. I mean, I barely remember his first and last name.
McTruffle Fondue.
Now, I have a good feeling about this person. They clearly are into art. They have drawn all these beautiful cats on the wall. They love creating delicious treats for everyone to eat. I trust them implicitly.
I mean, I guess they keep having these dramatic asides that I appreciate, so I might be on board.
Usador, you're always just promised to magically solve people's problems the second we meet them, and later we find out that they're evil.
Well, I think assuming that people are evil is his own kind of evil. We must trust that people are good, and if we use our abilities, whether they be magical or podcastual, then we help lift everyone up.
Dr. Fondue.
Hey, yes! What is it? I was just organizing all my different candies. My bedbug bonbons were delicious.
Bedbug bonbons?
Yes, made from real bed bugs.
Ooh.
Yes, they're the candy that keep on going in your tummy until the night goes on and on.
Oh, gosh.
What I appreciate is your commitment to realism.
Yes. I love a good candy based in reality because candy can be so therapeutic. Don't you agree?
So often you go and you eat something like a Buckeye. And it's just peanut butter in chocolate. And you say, this isn't a Buckeye at all.
Exactly. That's why I made these peppermint pink slips, like the pink slip I got when they kicked me out of that godforsaken school.
Whoa. Yes. We definitely need to help him.
Oh, no. You were a teacher?
Yes, I was a teacher.
What did you teach?
Technically, cafeteria. Is that a subject?
Eating's an art.
Yes, it is. And I taught it every day. Every period, I was teaching cafeteria to all the children.
Oh.
Well, that might be why you got fired, because usually you only need to do that the morning and lunchtime and evening.
There were shifts. I just gave out the food, and I loved it, and they said I got a little weird with the students, and, had to take a lock of their hair, you know. If you're being bad, you must give me a lock of your hair. Oh, that frizz-nap tingle.
Oh, well.
Thought he was so smart.
What?
I didn't cry.
Oh, yeah, Frisnap Tingle, the boy who died.
I didn't cry when he died at all.
Do you mind if I ask what you would do with the hair? Like, why you need the hair?
Oh, well, yes, you'd need it for the deliciousness of food, right? Think of it like this. If I just rub that hair on my face, I think of my young boy and I get inspired to make a delicious dish like I'm cooking for him. Not those disgusting girls. But just the boys. The boys.
Yeah. You cannot give this guy a gummy kid.
I have a little...
May I show you this? Want to keep under my counter here?
Oh, please.
Say, I don't know if you know the term, but it's called a bubble man head. It's a bubble man head. You would maybe put this on top of some sort of a bubble man sculpture, and you'd put the clothes in the bubble man. And this is the bubble man head that I've attached different pieces of hair to. These are all the different. That's a couple of roaring guards. There's a camel toe. Okay. That's a chippin. But and so I have it, and I would just keep that by my cooking side, and I just stroke it every morning to think of my son, like he is right there with
hey,
me.
Arnie,
as I'm cooking.
Arnie, yeah. I peeked around the cash register, and there's a dead man back there.
What? There's a dead man back there.
There's a dead man behind the cash register.
Are you sure he's dead?
Oh, so. It's closing time. Oh. We'll stop you in. Okay. Well, we can all stay here because we're friends, aren't we?
Yes, of course we're friends.
We're like friends, like sugar pusses, like chocolate, right?
We just need 1 second to discuss which flavor of jellied bean?
I love a conversation like that. May I join?
It's a private conversation. Can you give us one moment?
Just one moment. I'll just go back to organizing my delicious chocolate skulls.
Oh, perfect.
Skulls. Oh, no. Chocolate skulls. We already get so many emails about pizza skulls.
I think perhaps that the two of you are right. I'm not so arrogant that I can't admit when I was wrong. I'm not sure that we should give this person a living gummy child.
Yeah, he seems like a little bit of a freak. But you know what? Working in the service industry is not easy, so...
But listen to this. What if we gave them 2 gummy children so that they could watch out for each other?
Ooh. Let's make 1 gummy boy, and then Arnie and I will start to tear it apart. And then if he says stop, we'll know that he's the true father.
Are you in?
Is that a thing?
I'm just curious to see how this plays out.
Hello!
Oh, he was hovering an inch above us.
Yes, yeah. just doing all my above-ceiling maintenance. We do have the shelves in the ceiling. That's where I keep all my coffee pots.
Well, I would like to take these gummy children right now and form them into 1 large gummy child.
Yes.
Arath, Chenath.
Give it to me.
Anath, Kala. Arath, there it is. Take your first breath, gummy child.
Oh. Father?
Oh. Richard. Richard.
Is that my name? Richard?
We thought your mother and I couldn't quite agree, but I wanted it to be Richard.
If you don't mind my asking, what did your wife want to name?
She wanted to name me Mr. Goobly Man Cuckoo Poo.
I mean,
after her father.
Oh.
It's a good name.
But I don't like all that lineage stuff. Goobly Man Gooby Poo, it's just, I don't like a strong name like that. It just sends the wrong message, like you're from royalty or something like that.
Yeah, but you gotta think, with a name like Richard, the kids might make fun of him.
Why?
Just call
it. Yes, why?
Rich, is he too rich? Like my chocolate? That's how they know he's the son of a chocolatier.
Yeah.
A rich chocolate boy.
Oh, shit, the gummy boy walked out the front door. He unlocked it and walked out.
Oh, wait, Richard?
Oh.
Richard! How dare you? How dare you? Make my boy! And then let him leave!
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Pretzel bones!
I have pretzel bones!
Oh, no!
Arnie, I don't know if you know this since you're from Earth, but having pretzel bones is deadly.
In 5 to 10 minutes, all your bones will metastasize into pretzel rods.
Sir, I must warn you. What you've been eating, all of you, has been people.
Yes. Surprise, surprise.
What?
Surprise, surprise. That's why no one else is in here. Everyone comes in, asks me a question, and then I make them my candy.
Oh, I knew this guy was fucked.
Damn it. That's why there's a dead person behind the counter.
Yes, he's going to be a delicious, delicious treat. Oh, I'm going to grind him up and make him into my delicious pixie pops. So they're so good and anxiety reducing.
Was the chocolate covered bird at least a real bird?
He was a bird.
Oh, thank God.
Baby bird. Barely had a chance to live.
Oh. Arnie, Chud, my powers are waning and I'm very parched because of all the salt.
That's a lot of salt.
But don't drink water because it get watered down and then you're about to drink into the...
Yes.
Oh, let's give you some melted cheese, maybe? Or like, ooh, like a honey mustard? Yes. Or like, what would be like a good...
You know, I've never been a big honey mustard.
Really?
You must. Guy.
Oh, you gotta try it.
You must mustard, pretzels or actually. Hot pretzels?
You must defeat
hot
the chocolatier.
Always hot, oh, right? Hot
you have to have hot pretzel! You must. I like to do pretzel coatings on ooh. Everything.
Oh.
Details.
Oh, yes, I put a pretzel on a cookie.
Oh, it's good. Wow. Pretzel cookies. Oh, sweet and salty.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Wow.
I also put pretzels on marshmallows. Marshmallow
pretzel. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to lay down.
Sir, Arnie.
Yeah.
I'm back on board with this guy.
I know.
I'm dying. I'm definitely dying.
Oh, it's just a few more minutes until all your bones become pretzels.
You must defeat him for me, please.
No. Let me tell you something. I will reverse this spell, and I will let you on your way. But you must find my son.
Okay.
You must bring him back to me. And together, we will rule this chocolate land. Get me my boy.
Well, it's not really, gummy, not really a chocolate land. I mean, I think you're living
in... It is a chocolate land! Pretzel bones!
Chunt!
Oh, no!
5 minutes to pretzel bones! Oh, look at this.
I feel so weak.
A vat of jalapeno cheddar.
Oh, no, Arnie.
Oh, I look like I have two great things to dip in.
And I've just realized that due to the rule of threes, there's a good chance this is going to happen to me eventually.
If you watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. And don't say the wrong thing, and you won't get pretzel bones.
Oh, I mostly only say the wrong thing.
Honey, it's all contingent on thee now.
It's all up to you, buddy. You gotta save the day. But okay. Before you do, let's take a quick break.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Charlie. I know that you're...
Oh, we shouldn't call it a break, though.
Break
for what?
This is a little awkward. This is my bad. I should have opened with this. We're recording
a podcast. A podcast?
Yeah.
May I do an ad? Perhaps. I've been trying to get the word out on podcasts. Because I do a box. I do a Sugar Puss Candy and Gummy Emporium, Toffee and Fudge Emporium Factory box. Every month you get discarded chocolates, only about a month old. And they come. It's $19 a month. You whatever chocolate you eat, you keep. Whatever chocolate you don't eat, you send back. And
that
then I come
right.
And find you. Eat my chocolate!
I mean, how could that make money for you?
No, I hear all the podcasts are great. They're very great.
Wait, can I cancel at any time, or do
you
I have to?
Yes, you can cancel at any time, but why would you always want to? It's very hard to find the cancel button on the telestrator machine, because you have to go into the center of town to use it.
Scream Sugar Puss's Candy and Gummy Emporium into the nearest bird and use the offer code MAGIC.
Yes, no pretzel bones for you. That was beautiful. Oh,
thank you. Thank
to
you.
Give me back just a little bit of an ad. Ad space is worth anything.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, okay. Well, you know what? We are going to take a quick break.
Sure, sure.
When we come back, we'll figure out how we cure Chunt.
Was the way he undid that to really just yell no pretzel bones for you?
Oh, you've just sped up the process. When you do it without warning, the end is speeding up. Only 2 minutes left.
I feel so brittle.
Okay, so we're back.
I'm going to buy that mattress.
Yeah, that's...
I like a good mattress.
Yes, very good.
I need to sleep. I do need to sleep. Oh. I haven't slept in such a long time.
When's the last time you slept?
What month is it?
It is,
Ooh, that's a good question. What month
October?
Is it?
I can't tell because of all the snow out there. It's always so wintry, but I don't know. It's summer, winter. Sometimes it's kids are here. Sometimes they're not here. It's a whole holiday. I don't know. It's very confusing. I try to get a school schedule. I can never get one.
It's got to be tough, like, having a business. Like, it's probably a boon to have all these children here all the time.
Oh, absolutely. It's fantastic to have these wonderful children to spend all their hard-earned copper bones in this store, but I long for just never seeing a child's face again.
Oh.
If they all could get Richard's face, that would be a real treat.
Oh, real quick, sidebar. Should I turn all of the children at Chiseldorf? Should I give them all Richard's face? Should I use my magic to do that?
Can you undo my pretzel bones?
No pretzel bone for you.
Oh. I think it worked. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Shh, don't tell him, though. I thought you still have pretzel bones.
Yes.
You're groaning quite resistant to those pretzel bones, my young man. You're very, very strong. You're going to make a delicious snack.
McTruffle, can I ask you a
question?
Yes,
a question. Sure,
I'd just like to get to know a little bit more about you. Are you the kind of crazy where you know you're crazy on some level, or are you the kind of crazy where you think you're extra sane?
Well, let me answer that by saying, why don't you talk to my friend, Mr. Sugar Puss?
Oh, yeah. Hello, I'm Mr. Sugar Puss. Oh. Ooh, I'm Mr. Sugar Puss now. Hello, hello, hello. Oh. What the word is? Oh, what's that boy? Oh, what are you doing here?
Oh,
he's
no.
His own mascot.
He just... He put a dead cat onto his hand.
Yeah. All right. What's happening here? Give me chocolate. Give me chocolate.
Oh, yes, that cat looks crazy when it eats chocolate because it's dead.
Oh, don't listen to him. He is crazy for chocolate. No. But don't make him mad. Don't make him mad. He's very vengeful.
Oh, what?
Oh, vengeful, you say? I ain't no vengeful. I won't. I'll give you a nick. With my wand and saber, I will.
Oh. What is it that makes you mad, Sugar Puss?
Oh, everything. People, places, fuck those kids. Like my pictures say, fuck them all. Fuck them all in the donkey ass.
Fair. But now I must ask a question of your friend here, McTruffle.
Yeah, McTruffle's a pushover.
Is he now?
Oh, he's a real pushover. He's not like me. Evil to the core. I'm the one who breaks the necks. He's the one who cooks them up.
Oh, wait, quick sidebar.
Arnie, it's what we feared most. It's what you called earlier the beaver situation.
That was something else entirely. Let's not talk about that.
Now, he said that he breaks the necks. You know, I thought he was just finding dead people to turn into candy.
Really?
He commits murder?
You missed that entirely?
I just thought he was turning corpses into candy for fun.
He was just finding corpses and turning it into candy?
I don't mean to interrupt your conversation.
Or corpses were finding him.
But corpses do find me. When I talk to people, I find them to be corpses.
Oh.
Clarify or not clarify? Don't mind him. He's going a little crazy.
McTruffle?
Yes.
McTruffle Fondue?
Yes.
Though I did grant thee a boon by giving you this gummy boy,
yes.
I find now that you are the purveyor of multiple murders. You are a madman, and I must stop thee in thine tracks.
No.
McTruffle?
Yes.
I want you to admit to the crimes that you have committed here.
Crimes? I haven't committed any crimes, but the loving of chocolate making.
Yeah, guys, calm down. Obviously, Mr. Fondue is at the whim of this dead cat he's puppeting on his hand. That dead cat he's puppeting is crazy.
Yeah.
But Truffle Fondue is clearly just the victim here, right?
Truffle. Please separate me from him. He is wild. Yeah, boy. I'm a fucking maniac. I'll fucking eat your heart out. I don't care.
Sugarpuss.
Yeah.
You stand before Usador.
Yes.
Wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow. Manipulator of magical delights.
Yes.
Devourer of chaos.
Yes.
Champion of the great halls of Trachis. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin Hookstanges. And known in the northeast as Gasparinius Maystar.
He's a real chippin'
bird. I am here to tell thee now, Sugarpuss. That one of my secret names is Elandarian. Come, Meteor! Come, Meteor!
Oh, shit.
Land upon this cat's head. Tickle this cat.
There's a meteor coming down from this gorgon, jammy.
There's a meteor coming. It's clear. It's about 10 light years away.
Yes. Very soon, sometime within the next millennium, that meteor will land on your head, tickle you into a state of submission, and then destroy you.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be killed in the next millennium. I want to live for at least three more. It's just that I grieve. I grieve so much. I grieve. And I'll kill. Kill your old pretzel bones. Pretzel bones. Good thing I don't know no spells. I'll make your old pretzel bones.
Ooh, that was close.
McTruffle, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How did it come to this for you?
I was married to that horse.
Oh.
The divorced horse?
Yes. She went away. Started her own establishment.
Oh.
Cross town, and I watch her flaunt her wares and her ass out there in the middle of town square.
We almost went into that bar.
I think I might know why your child only took one breath.
Why?
Well, a horse and a person aren't meant to give birth to progeny.
Pegasus.
Yeah.
Got me there.
The combination of a human and a horse is a Pegasus.
Sure. I forgot about Pegasuses.
Yeah.
Fuck me then.
All right. Yeah. He's a real wimp. Because his wife left him, right? That's the truth. That is the truth. Hey, please. Let's get revenge on that horse.
McTruffle.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Truffle, you have the choice.
Oh, yes, what's the choice?
You can set the cat down.
Yeah.
You don't have to listen to the cat.
Okay.
You don't have to listen to Sugarpuss.
All right.
You don't have to get revenge.
I just put it here.
Just set it down.
All and right. Pick up that dead owl and talk through that.
Wait, Chunk, that's not how
it works. No.
What is this? What is this?
Oh.
Oh, is this going to be better or worse?
Oh, God, there. I am owl.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like Pussy Sugar.
I have the brains of someone who likes to hug.
Look, guys, in his defense, he just picked this out for the first time. He's still workshopping this.
It's fine. And someone with the brains to hug, I mean, that's kind.
He just wants love, just like me. Just like me, I just want love back from that horse. I just wanted to take me back.
I'm going to cast a magical spell that will compel us all to hug.
I like that smell!
Hugs!
It feels so beautiful and lovely.
Here, let us all embrace.
Magically compelled to do it. You sit around after this. We got to talk about how you just start some of these spells.
What?
You're just like, all right, I know how to fix this. I'm going to force everyone to hug with a spell.
It's just a nice hug for a dead owl.
I guess so.
Truffle, what can we do? We've given you some hugs. We've put you on a podcast. We've heard about your box subscription. What can we do to make sure that when we leave here, you don't continue to make humans into chocolate candy?
I think that's all I wanted.
I just long for some sort of connection. These children come in here, they just throw their copper bones at me and I give them their candy and send them on their way. It's just, I'm so alone.
Guys, I don't say this lightly, and normally this isn't the kind of thing that I would say, but I think we gotta kill this guy. Right? I mean, we encounter evil people all the time or complicated people, and he seems to have a lot of pain. We can't just leave like the Sweeney Todd of candy places in the middle of this town where kids come in here all the time.
Hug to kill!
Right. I have
to kill!
Wait, is he saying hug to kill?
Yes, he is, definitely.
Kill.
What if, since Truffle is so lonely, I make a duplicate of Truffle so he can hang out with himself, but then I magically seal the shop so no one can come in.
I mean, I guess that's a best case scenario.
No, please, let me live. Let me live here with my friend.
Hug to kill. My desire is hug to kill. You fucking bastards. You're going to leave me here.
Oh, there's another one.
Don't leave me here. Don't leave me here with this madman. Two of them, no.
McTruffle Fondue. Here now I duplicate you and introduce you to McTruffle Fondue.
Hey, hello.
Oh, hello. Who are you?
I'm McTruffle Fondue.
I'm McTruffle Fondue. What's your middle name? Say it the same. 3, 2, 1. Chocolate. Oh, yes. That's our middle name.
Didn't really line up.
Quickly back out.
This is fantastic.
I want to hear what puppets the other one has.
What puppets do you have? Puppets? No puppets. I have a beautiful son named Richard.
Oh, fuck.
You do have a son named Richard? Yes. Look, here he is right here. Oh, it's just a fetus puppet. What is he doing?
Oh, my name's Richard. I love my daddy.
I gotta see where this goes.
What a lovely child. He's so cute.
He's just a dead fetus, you dummy. Hug baby fetus. Hug baby fetus.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun. Now we have so many friends. I don't need that stupid horse anymore.
Quickly, sneak out. Okay. And I shall seal the door.
Bicycles for 8.
Arath, Arath, Yath.
Oh, he was just taking out a dead terrorist puppet.
No.
That was going to be great.
The door is sealed for air. And I shall now also launch this candy shop far into the atmosphere. Kuntala,
well, what's going to happen to that meteor?
Well, it'll smash into the shop and kill them all.
About a millennia?
It'll find the shop, or it's going to hit where the shop was. Because if somebody buys this lot...
Oh, no. It will land upon the head of the cat. That is very specific to when I say that secret name.
Do we do more damage than we prevent?
I don't think so.
I mean, that was already fucked up in there. Like, we maybe, like...
Yeah, we just walked into a mess.
We hid it a little bit, but there was a lot going on in there. It's like a Rob Zombie movie or something. I don't know.
Oh, wait. Look across the street. Here comes that... I can only imagine is the divorced horse.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. Excuse me, I was just going to go visit my old husband.
Oh, you are going to visit your husband?
So you're on good terms?
Well, you know, I thought about it for a little bit of time and I realized I made a mistake. After our son died in childbirth, I took it out on him. But I realized the secret to a good relationship is just understanding each other, one another.
Okay, so while you read some emails, I'm going to bring your husband back for you. Just one second. Here, the door's open now. You may go in.
Hello? Oh. God, everyone is dead.
Oh.
Everybody is dead.
That happened so fast.
It looks like an owl hugged them to death.
Damn it.
Richard! He called him Richard. I wanted to name him after my father.
We gotta kill this horse.
I thought I knew tragedy, but now I really know tragedy.
Pardon me. I know this is a terrible time for you. But is there anything I can do to ease your pain?
Do you have any icicle bicycles?
Oh, look, there's some right over here.
Oh, delicious. I love an icicle bicycle. All right, well, yeah, shit happens.
Divorced horse, do you want to... We're going to answer an email. Do you want to see... do you want to help us with that?
Well, no one's working the front desk, but in the bar. But sure, I'll answer two or three.
Oh, okay. Well, here's an email. You can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Here's one that I got recently. Hello, Arnie Chunt and Blue Bean Hot Dish. I don't know if that...
The hell does that mean?
I guess it's a name for you. I've been doing some thinking, and what if you're not in a different land? Somehow you magically still have a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, right? What if that's because this portal you went through actually just shrunk you? You think you're going through these crazy lands because everything is just much larger to you than it once was. Just a crazy thought that crossed my mind. Thanks, Benjip the Wise.
Are there lots of very, very tiny wizards on your world?
I mean, I don't know that much about ants. Is it possible that this is all just, like, bugs that I'm mistaking for magical creatures?
Am I a bug?
Yes, is Divorced Horse a bug that's a horse?
I mean...
This is kind of tripping me out.
This is blowing my mind.
I'm like, what?
What?
Who?
What?
What?
Huh?
I mean...
What?
Benjip, that email. Somehow you made this episode weird.
I'm really freaked out right now.
It's all right.
Just saw my baby and my husband and another man who looks just like my husband, but less dirty.
But that was McTruffle Fawn, too.
Oh, all right. Now I'm still even more freaked out. I feel like I got to get it. I got to get out of here. I got to go back to the bar. You can always come and have a red potion on me.
Oh, shit.
He can't.
Speaking of red potion, I have an email here. You can email me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. Hello, chunt. I'm an avian ecologist, which is a fancy earth word for someone who studies birds.
I love birds.
Kind of fun. I was wondering, are there different types of magical or even regular birds in Foon? Are there researchers like me who study them, or naturalists who write down observations about the natural world in general? From Dan A.M.
Well, there are lots of birds. They're asking if there are magical or regular birds?
I just know what my mama told me, which was never look at anybody else's business. I see a bird, I don't go over and I don't look at it, I don't stare at it, I don't look at their house, take their eggs, I just look at it. I just walk right by it. I don't see animals, I see creatures.
That's a very good way to live, Divorced Horse. Very grateful and respectful.
Yeah, I'm animal blind.
But you do see creatures.
Creatures. We're all creatures.
We're all creatures. Yeah, some one fair. Kind or another. But there are many magical birds that I imagine wouldn't exist on Arnold's world. Like the phoenix is, of course, mm-hmm. a famous magical bird. And, of course, the Drupix.
Okay. What's the Drupix?
Yeah, what's the Drupix?
You don't know what a Drupix is, Chuck.
Oh, we all know what a Drupix is.
Yeah, it's the
I want to hear from the horse.
Well, I don't want to just be a chipping bird just like blah blah blah. Listen to me. I like hearing other people explain it, and then I jump in and I say if that's true or not.
Yes. Well, the Drupix is a bird that when it flies, it starts to sort of melt. Yeah. And like it sort of melts down to the, towards right. the ground, and once it hits the ground, mm-hmm. It dies, okay. and then it's borne up at the highest altitude again.
Kind of like a phoenix.
So it's just like it's like a different type of phoenix.
But it's a melting phoenix.
It's a melting phoenix, not a burning one.
Yeah, I would describe it like this: it's a bird that melts and then resurrects itself.
Exactly.
Oh, that makes more sense. I like the divorce. Horses. Oh, and you know, I was wondering while we're talking about this, and I'm sorry, I'm going on and on. I've always wondered, what's a cramble wolf?
Oh, take it away, Professor.
Well, you know, a cramble wolf, it's just one of those wolves that likes cranberries.
Yep, that's right. I mean, I would say a cranberry thief.
Honestly, yes.
Because all the farmers have those cranberry fields. Come in there, just
eat up all those cranberries. They don't give a shit.
But you know what, I'll tell you, those animals are the lowest of the low.
They're still just creatures.
Get a job.
I mean, it sounds like you're biased. It doesn't sound like you see them as just creatures.
No, just like,
you
know,
mind your own business.
I have had friends that have had their cranberries eaten by one of those things. You know, and I just want to... I don't want to get into it.
Mm-hmm. You can divorce yourself from the situation.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Divorce Horse, as a token of our apologies, please take this visibility cloak.
Can you see me?
Oh, yeah.
That's all I can see.
Wow. This is nice.
You should feel seen, yeah.
Put this over my rear quarters. You know, I've got to make the bills. You know what I'm saying? Got to pay the bills.
You got to make the bills or pay the bills? Are you paying the bills you make?
I make the bills, and then I pay the bills with the ones that I make.
Wow. All right.
Because that's how I get my money.
I can't stop looking at this horse ass.
Oh, well, if you want to have me make some bills, then... you can come on over to Divorce Horse whenever you want, sweetie.
I think I know why this didn't work out.
That's why?
I don't know. The light keeps blinking on this phone, and I think it means there's a message. Ah, no. I should focus on the mission. Here we go. Usidore the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. McTruffle Fondue, the candy shop owner, was played by special guest Paul Scheer from How Did This Get Made, Unspooled, and a bunch of other stuff. When asked what he wanted to plug, he said the final season of The Good Place and Miles for Migrants, an organization that matches donated airline miles to migrant families needing to relocate due to war and persecution. Check them out at milesformigrants.org. That's the number 4. Or on Twitter at milesformigrants. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Sage GC. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Okay, it's killing me. I've got to listen to the message. Let's see. Maybe if I press here.
Hey, this is Trisha again. Not really sure why you're not responding, but I've been catching up on some paperwork, and I discovered that we still have a temp at the space bunker. So if that's true, then where are you? I'm just going to turn on your phone tracker, even though I know that's an invasion of your privacy, and technically you said due to power structures, you can invade my privacy, but I can't invade yours. But it says you're on Earth? What are you doing on Earth?
Oh, it's beeping.
More interesting than
it's beeping.
Okay, I've got your phone's coordinates, so sit tight. I'm going to come to you, okay? I'll be there soon. Okay, bye.
Maybe if I don't say anything to anyone, this will all just blow over. I should just go home and hide. Oh, no, wait. Sorry. I promised a clip of that Stitcher Premium episode of Behind the Tavern where the Space Bunker crew talks about recording their intro stuff.
And to do that, the first person I thought of was Tim Sniffin.
Arnie, why Tim Sniffin?
Did you ask Tim, did you purposely ask Tim to verbally dismantle us?
I don't think you had to ask.
How can I gather some of the most talented people I know and get them to all feel bad about themselves?
Well, Arnie, I think we were both working at Jackbox when you began this podcast. So I always wonder if I just was the first person you physically saw when you decided you needed someone to do this.
I mean, Arnie's 100% proximity based.
You're not entirely wrong.
Arnie asked the Peapod delivery guy first.
I know. And he was like, I don't know, I'm not into Lemony Snicket.
Yeah. Well, not to delve into sincerity, but like, I love The Mysterious Man. I love the way the show is bookended by this
thing.
Who is
this again?
My name's Matt Young.
Huh.
Big fan.
And this cool. is his segment.
First time caller, long-time listener.
Okay. As always, if you don't have Stitcher Premium, you can go to stitcherpremium.com/magic to get a free month. And then you can listen to all of Behind the Tavern, all of Earth Games, all of so much more. Okay. I'm going to go take care of some stuff. It's going to be okay.